Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron and John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling this Tuesday morning. What an awful lot to get into today. Obviously, we're feeling better about the Birds. I mean, 5-2 is... it's a lot better than it could have been when you consider how they started this year. It's a pretty darn good record, and hopefully from here they can really take off. We'll talk a lot about the Eagles today, a lot about Jalen Hurts, who is, in many ways the talk of the town for obvious reasons. The season he's had, the career he's had, the game he had the other day. So that's on the line today. So, too, is the World Series tonight as the L.A. Dodgers, James Seltzer, can close it out tonight.
How about it?
So the
sweeperific.
Yeah, well,
Freddie
Freeman. I know.
Special for him.
Look at you becoming a Freddie Freeman guy all of a sudden.
Kinda.
All right, so the Yanks look like they're just about done. Dodgers on the doorstep, Flyers tonight, Sixers tomorrow. All of it with you on the phone lines, 2155. Juan Soto? Anyone? We'll get to it all. 215-592-9494.
Hand raised.
There you go. Including Nick Sirianni on the program today at 8:40. Richie Rich, what's up, bud?
Hi, Joe.
Hello, buddy.
Sub-bookkeeper is the only word in English with four pairs of double letters in a row. This is a crazy word, man.
Doesn't seem like one word.
You're right. You're right, but it's one word. Sub-bookkeeper. 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 Only word with four pairs of double letters in a row.
Well, I think whoever let it into the English language made a mistake.
You think they did the language a disservice?
Don't you?
With its flexibility and allowance. It does feel a little forced, like maybe there should be a hyphen.
A little lenient right there. All right, so there's a lot to get to today. And again, we're always looking forward on a Tuesday to talk to Sirianni, Ron Jaworski, Elliot Sher-Parks, and of course you at 215-592-9494. So first and foremost, obviously, you know, curious what you're feeling and thinking about the Birds as they, you know, it's the highest time this year for this team where we feel better than we have, obviously. And, you know, we got a call yesterday from, I forget who it was, might have been OG Wade. It was one of our great callers who had referenced that he felt like the Eagles are finally starting to wash away the stink from last year. And I agree with that. I mean, you know, with the way this season started, it felt like a continuation of last year. And with three games in a row under their belts as W's, that's a big deal. We don't want to lose sight of that. We want to lean into that. I mean, I had mentioned yesterday, they might only need to win four more games the rest of the year to make the playoffs. I mean, when you're at 5 and you might need to only get to 9, I mean, literally, the whole rest of the year might need to only win four more games. Now, hopefully they win more than that. Hopefully they cruise to the playoffs. Hopefully they win the division. But the whole team is on the line today, and you can weigh in about how you feel about the Birds at 215-592-9494. So, too, obviously, John is the quarterback. We've talked many times, many, many times as a show. There's no two individuals in Philly sports that get discussed more than the quarterback of the Eagles and the coach of the Eagles. I mean, it is what it is. And this is Hurts' time. Like it was Donovan's time, like it was Carson's time, like it was Randall's time. This is Jalen's time, for good or bad. And we've seen a lot of good and we've seen a lot of bad. And so today we ask you at 215-592-9494, where you stand right now on Jalen Hurts. Knowing all that we know, knowing all that we've seen, I will tell you this, John. I was surprised by the reaction of some yesterday who seemed to just wash away the negatives over the last year and a half and just focus on a great game of football by him. And it was. It was a great game. He played a fantastic football game, and I was thrilled to see it. I was surprised how quick people were, maybe not shocked because I guess I've seen it before, but perplexed by the, yeah, I'm just going to crumple up the piece of paper that's got my list of these concerns over the last year and a half. Boom. That goes in the trash can, and I'm just going to focus on what I saw for 3 hours. And I find that weird.
No, your list of concerns was much lengthier than my length of concerns.
Well, then
my list of concerns.
That's for darn sure, yeah.
And I think than many people's list of concerns. And so that, I think, is what you're
referring
to.
I'm a little bit more on the extreme. I'll say I'm more on the extreme end, but based on the conversation as recently as last Thursday and Friday on our show, from a lot of callers, there were a lot of people really concerned. Let me give you an example of one that surprises me. So Seth Joyner, we'll play this audio, you know, coming up in the next hour or so. Seth, during the game, I believe it was either late first or early second quarter, Seth had a tweet where, matter of fact, it was second quarter. Seth had a tweet where he, talking specifically about Jalen, and he ended it with hashtag highly concerned. Like 2 hours later, he's got him, you know, based on what he said to us on the show yesterday, as the long-term, no doubt, franchise quarterback of the Eagles. See, that doesn't compute for me, John. How can you be in the second quarter, hashtag highly concerned, and you'd be on our show yesterday, pom-poms, like this
problem.
Is the guy for years to come? Well, I don't get that.
I don't understand, I guess, for you.
Okay.
Is you seem to think that, like, the one game means the one performance means more or less. Like, I think we have a sliding scale here about, like, the value of one game. Does that lift your impression of a player or not? The expectations really do matter here. My expectations for Jalen Hurts are I want him to get back to where I saw him look like number one or number two in the NFL. Like that, there was a pantheon, him, Mahomes at the time. Maybe it was Burrow. I'm not sure if he was even up there.
Can I just say one thing real quick? Like from my standpoint, I'll happily take a top 7 to 10 quarterback. Like I don't need him to be top three guy as he was 2 years ago. Like, is that my preference? Of course, that's my preference. But if he was the 7th to 10th best quarterback in pro football, I'd say sign me up for a long time. Let's saddle up and hopefully.
So that's your baseline that you don't believe he's the 7th to 10th best quarterback.
I don't.
I do. I believe that he can. That he is the 7th to 10th best. That he can move up into that elite pantheon if he continues to play with really just like parsimony, like go out there and preserve the football. Like I see how much it matters.
That's
to this
been
quarterback.
That's been an improvement. 3 games in a row. That's
and really,
been a big step.
It's pretty straightforward and basic. Those are things that we don't give him credit for until it goes haywire, until it goes wrong. He had so much on his plate at the beginning of the season that he's now learning to manage. It's different. It's very different than it ever was before. And, you know, it took him, I don't know, 5 games to get the swing of things. Give him a little bit of leeway.
Well,
here.
No, I mean, we're going to find out over the span of the whole season. He's the guy. There's no question about that. And I agree with you, John. There's something to be said for the learning curve, and some guys take to it and they start soaring, and some don't. I guess here's the thing. I can understand.
But it does concern me that it feels like it's not just you, Joe. Mm-hmm. I mean, he wasn't playing his best football, and suddenly the discussion was, well, when can we move on?
Well,
like, to me, is what's so wrong about all of this. Like, I don't want to move on at any point in the near future because I know he's got everything inside of him that we need. I've seen it and I've seen it look like he's the best quarterback in the world.
How didn't you start thinking about it, though? If he doesn't get his act together in the next year or two, he might be gone and maybe should be gone?
Get his act together. I saw him get his act together. I hear about him getting his act together.
He played great.
Like over this bye, I heard about him not taking a break like everyone else did, and he got his act together. I believe it matters to this quarterback, and that matters a lot. I believe this quarterback is physically tough, and he will play through stuff.
There's no question.
That matters a lot,
he's
too,
very
because
tough.
There are quarterbacks who are starting in this league who will never even consider it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like old school stuff, like Peyton Manning never missed games. Like I really admire
Jalen's that. Jalen's tough.
That's old school mentality.
I know.
I think Jalen, raised in that household with his dad coaching football, has that same old school mentality, and I love that. You should love that.
I do.
We should all
appreciate do love that.
That.
I do.
This guy has the stuff that championships are made of, and we saw what it looked like. We saw him in the biggest game of them all, looking like the second best quarterback, maybe the best quarterback of them all. And I know that's in there. I know we can get back to it. I know it just takes the right people bringing it out of them. I don't want to move on. I don't want to consider moving on. That's not on the agenda at any point.
Well, look, I'm curious where everyone listening stands right now on Jalen Hurts. It's great to feel excited about the Eagles again. It really is. I mean, 3 weeks ago, we were really down. 2 weeks ago, they were 3-2 when we were really down. So they're in a much better spot. He obviously played his best game of the season the other day. There's no question about that. Very encouraging to know he played that way. I'm just curious how you net out the last 3.5 years, whatever you want to call it, the last year and a half, the last game. How do you net the whole thing out? For me, I think more about the year and a half and the failures than I do the 60 minutes of football. But I'm not discarding the 60 minutes of football. I want to be clear, guys. I hope he can build on this. Of course I do. We have seen players have some issues, have some struggles in their career. Something happens and they take off, or they, in this case, retake off. If that happens, beautiful. That'd be phenomenal.
Look around the league.
But I'm not really expecting it. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to keep
Come
it real.
On,
I'm going to keep it real today.
Playing this position, the quarterback position, you can look around some of the top teams in the league right now and see quarterbacks who took a while to figure it out.
I know.
Jalen Hurts is so young, comparatively speaking, when you're looking at Baker Mayfield.
But I want
a guy who was discarded,
but can
thrown
I say
on the trash
John,
heap repeatedly.
Can I say something about Baker Mayfield? I wouldn't want him to be the Eagles' starting quarterback.
Okay.
I wouldn't. And he's okay. He's an average
Sam
quarterback.
Sam Darnold is another quarterback.
I wouldn't want Sam Darnold to be the Eagles' quarterback.
But understand, he wasn't good.
I agree with
he
you.
He was actually poor.
He was bad.
He's
yeah.
been shuffled from team to team to team to team to team.
Yeah.
But him playing the quarterback position, you take in information. You learn some things along the way,
sure.
osmotically.
Yeah.
You have to get reps. You have to be around this game. Jalen has to learn more about football from these coaches and the way that they want it to be played. Now, the coaches are going to be constantly checking with him. Hey, do you like it this way? Do you like it that way? Making sure he's most comfortable. But this is just like with basketball. This is all part of the process, only this process actually has a chance to work.
Look, that president thing, I appreciate the radio station believing in me. I'm not ready. I just want you to know for 4 years from now. I got things to do here first, like figure out if Jalen Hurts is going to be the quarterback in 4 years, or three, or two. Seltzer, will I run someday?
No.
Why do you say that with such...
Because I don't think you realize everything that it entails to run for president. I think you're just like, oh, I'll run someday, and that's like the extent of it.
But I'll have a good ground game.
Yes.
I mean, people
yes,
will raise
you're gonna
money
go,
on my
you're
behalf.
You're going to go to every door and shake hands.
No, that's
gonna...
the part that you don't seem to really...
You just think like minions.
No,
the
volunteers.
Like minions
people
who
will raise
you
money
and...
on my behalf. Me. How well, many people what... do you have that'll do that?
Right now, zero.
It's going to remain that way.
It may, but I hope not. I mean, if it does, then I'm not going to win. I do know that.
You need like a million on your side to run for president.
I appreciate that. Well, maybe I'll convince them over time, the locals, that, you know, Jalen's not that good. And they'll say,
the wisdom.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow, this guy's so wise.
And discerning.
Or they might, exactly. Or they might say I'm a total bumpkin, which I probably am. By the way, Conklin, I got to tell you, Conklin... I don't know if this is something I appreciate. He wanted to do a political attack ad at me
Uh-oh.
Today. Because, you know, he put something together
that
for us on a weekly basis. So this week he says he's got a political attack at him.
Very timely.
Good work.
So, you know, we'll get to that, but I will just say going in, I'm offended. I'm just gonna drop that right there. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Hope you're having a great start to your Tuesday. Obviously, we're pumped up about the Eagles looking better. I'm pumped up that Jalen looks better. How long he can sustain it? Will he sustain it? We'll see. Where do you stand? And also today's Twitter poll question of the day, where we put the big picture on the table right out of the gate. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. It's tailgate season at Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin's incredible lineup of SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. Today's poll question: do you believe in Jalen Hurts long-term as the franchise quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles? Yes or no? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter, and certainly you can weigh in on the phone lines as well. Let's talk to Mike in Douglasville kicking us off this morning. Good morning, Mike.
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
Doing great, Mike.
Yeah, so I wanted to call in yesterday, but honestly, I didn't want to put like a damper on anybody's mood. I don't know. Let me first by saying this. That second half of that game was what I've wanted to see all season. I thought it looked phenomenal,
yeah,
offensively and defensively. But that first half, I'm not going to lie, I don't know if I watched a different game than everybody else. I was so frustrated, I almost wanted to turn off my TV. I literally looked at my wife and I said, I just want to watch a game where I'm actually entertained instead of frustrated and annoyed. It seemed like the only thing we could do correct in that first half was the freaking tush push.
Yeah, it did. See, I know.
Well, the Bengals did hold the ball an awful long time.
And I know. They had the ball for the 10 minutes.
Yeah.
That's why I don't even care that we didn't score in the first quarter. As much as I would love to say we did, I don't even care about that because I know they had the ball for the first 10 minutes. I mean, defense got to get off the field. But, hey, credit to the Bengals. They came up with a good game plan for their first 15, which is something we have not been able to do all season.
Right,
right.
But, I mean, it's like, I don't know. I need to see this team play the way they did in that second half for an entire game before I'm going to jump back on this bandwagon. And I'll be honest with you, I would love to say after we play Jacksonville next Sunday and say they go ahead and play that way, the full game, I'd be back. I don't even think I could be back with the Jacksonville Jaguars just because they're the Jacksonville Jaguars. I want to see it for the full Jacksonville Jaguars game, and then I want to see us go in and stomp Dallas in their stadium playing the way we played in that second half. And if that happens, I will be right back on this horse cheering on Sirianni, cheering on Hurts, and ready to rock and roll.
Okay.
But, like, I just don't get it. Like, did I watch a different game?
Well, so here's what I think that the second half was so convincing, Mike. I think it got some people to kind of almost Jedi mind trick, forgetting some aspects of not only the distant past, like distant 2, 3, 5, 6 weeks ago,
right,
but also even the first half. The first half was funky. You know, they get the field goal, then they have the ridiculous drive where you have the almost interception, throwing the ball toward Kenny Gainwell. But then from there, he really did get his act together in a significant way, very significant way, which was great. But I get it. I mean, I will say I, too, was frustrated that it did feel like the tush push was the offense in the first half. That's weird. Now, you might say, well, that's an oversimplification, and it probably
it
is.
It felt like everything was focused
but
on
they did
getting
a lot
to
of
the
them.
Point where we would tush push.
Yeah.
Like, let's right. run this play so we can tush push it
right.
on the next play.
Yeah, and that's a couple games. I think they did that versus the Giants as well, if I remember. I think there were a few of them in there. All right, let's talk to Kenny in East Oak Lane. Kenny, good morning.
Hey.
Kenny, what's going on, buddy?
So, why is it that, and as a Philadelphia fan, I know why, but I have to say it out my mouth. Why are we so ready to jump out the window when everything is bad? But when we have a good week, we just can't let it breathe.
I thought about that. Like, yeah.
Listen, I was so happy this weekend. Like, this was the first time, probably since last season, midway through, that I sat there after the game and was satisfied. Like,
yeah.
I was like, listen, I was happy. I didn't want to, shake my fist angrily in the air or anything or be like, yeah, we won, but. There was no yeah, we won, but. But I'll take it, and, I'm going to enjoy this. I know a lot of people aren't. And listen, analyze this and all that. But listen, I was so glad to see the guys come together,
yeah,
put a strong game together. Coaching was strong. You know, Jalen was strong in the second half. And I hope that they proverbially lifted that tank from last season off of their shoulders and they're more relaxed and that, you know, that they released the toddler fist. Ever been around a toddler with some food and they grab it, they're never going to let it go. Like, and I hope that they let last season go. I hope they let, you know, their shortcomings in the beginning of the season go and just relax and play their game. I think this team, if they're relaxed and good, they cannot be
beaten. Well, Kenny, you know what's really ironic with you talking about last year? I tend to think, and I think I'm strongly convicted in this. Convicted?
No.
What's the word?
No.
What's the word? What's the word, John?
You
I have great conviction.
Strong conviction.
Okay, I feel a strong conviction of this. Okay.
If you're convicted
I'm guilty.
You got sentenced.
Okay,
like,
Kenny, I'm both guilty and... I know. Well, all right, thank you, sir. So, Kenny, here's where I'm at. I think the fans, we, hold on to last year a lot more than the players do.
Right.
I really do. I you know, those guys are in the NovaCare, and for them, it's all about winning the next game, each game. And that's great. I mean, and they've done it 5 out of 7 times so far. But I think it's us on the outside that dwells on last year a lot more than they do. I can't prove it to you. I can't climb inside their head. I can just tell you, based on the things I've heard some of them say, and based on the way we as a fan base have talked, I tend to think I'm right on that one. And listen, maybe this last game did lift that cloud for most of us. Maybe.
I hope so. But as always, we'll begin. We reached the mountaintop, right? We won.
Reached the mountaintop. They got a victory in October. They got to get a victory in February for the mountaintop, man.
Well, this is the thing. So as a Philadelphia fan, you climb that mountain every week, right?
There you go. I see what you're doing.
But, you know, and then we win. Good. And then we start descending the mountain Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You know, and then
Kenny, you voting for me for president in about 20 years?
Joe, you have my vote without doubt, and I will campaign for you and everything.
What, but Kenny? What are you talking about?
Thank you, Kenny.
You don't have to say that.
As long as John Ritchie is your VP, I'm all in.
All right, Kenny, you are a
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
gentleman, a scholar. Oh,
did
and
you
a,
hear that, though?
No, what'd he say?
He said, as long as John Ritchie's his VP, your VP, he's in.
Well, I would only do that to fire him.
That's a real caveat there.
No, come on.
That is a major caveat.
Looks like you just lost Kenny's vote.
I know. No, I won fire him till the day after the election. And then he's fired, and then I'm president, and then there you go. All right, well, good morning to you. Show to Cameron, John Ritchie. Kids are probably getting excited. 2 days. 2 days to Halloween. And, of course, 16 years ago, we were getting real excited at 6:35 a.m. Because the skies, Rhea, they had finally cleared.
Yes, they did.
Holy mackerel. After 2 days of a, what do they call that, a deluge? Is that what
deluge.
It
means? Deluge.
Deluge, but yeah, same idea.
Yep.
All right, so that was wild.
I remember that. Like I was there. I left in the third inning because I said this game's going to get called, and I wanted to be able to get a cab home.
Wow, that's a hell of a chance.
Well, I just
Rhea, you took a hell of a chance.
No, but see what I was doing. I was watching it on my radar.
Yeah,
I am not a meteorologist. I went, this is not breaking up. I got in the cab and they called the game.
Yeah.
So yeah, I went, this is, it's ridiculous.
I mean, what was really ridiculous was when they kept playing in the sixth inning and the Rays scored that run.
Yeah, of course.
Yep. And that never should have happened. Then of course, James, if it hadn't happened, Phillies could have had claimed to win the World Series in a rain delay.
That wouldn't have been cool.
But what if they lost the next three?
Well,
and for the rest of our life, we're like, they technically won a World Series, and we're like, no, we don't want to win it that way.
But it set up the greatest night for
just
a couple of innings because no one ever sat.
That
was the craziest night
it
ever.
It was wild. You know, I had an opportunity to go to Game 5 Part 2, and I turned it down.
What?
I turned it down.
Wow. To watch the family?
To watch my buddies and my girlfriend at the time. And I thought it was the right decision. So two of my brothers went. And so one of my brothers had the tickets, offered it to another, you know, one of my brothers. He went for the first part of Game 5. And then my brother, who had gone with him, calls me, you know, probably on the day before, you know, whatever, the in-between day, whatever that. He's like, look, I had my shot. What a nice brother. He goes, I had my shot.
What a nice, that is unbelievable.
Yeah, my brother Matt, he goes, why don't you go to part two?
Ugh.
And I was like, look. You and Phil started there together. You guys go do it.
Look at the two of you.
So, yeah, what a loving brother. It's beautiful. Like, what a story.
But anyway, if you want to share memories of 16 years ago, obviously it's notable that tonight is the 16-year anniversary of the Phil's winning the World Series, and we'd love to hear from you. If you've got a story from that night and that experience as a fan, 215-592-9494. Speaking of baseball, so Bob Nightingale, John, with a report in his column this week about the Phillies and, of course, about the incredibly talented player. And there are a lot in this World Series, but Soto's a great player. And Juan Soto, of course, we're very familiar with him for years, you know, with the Nationals, then the Padres, and the Yankees. And so here's what Bob Nightingale reports. He says, the Yankees have not hidden their desire to have him, meaning Soto. The Yankees have not hidden their desire to have him return. The crosstown Mets, with the richest owner in baseball and Steve Cohen, could be beckoning. The Philadelphia Phillies are expected to strongly pursue him to team up with Boris's client, Bryce Harper. The Toronto Blue Jays and San Francisco Giants, who were left at the altar in the Ohtani bidding war last winter, will now turn their attention to Soto. So he lists five teams, or six, whatever that was, five or six teams. I mean, I think everybody's going to be all in, right?
Oh,
and I mean,
who would be? Oh,
yeah,
yeah. No, yeah. I'm in.
Ben Davis,
certainly.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, vibes and how they were, you know. But then the crash and burn.
Yeah, I don't want to hear about vibes anymore.
You know,
not interested.
But I also need a guy that comes in and delivers like Bryce, not comes in and doesn't deliver like Trey.
Well, James, he just turned 26.
Will he deliver if they get?
He's the guy you give the long contract to. He's just turned 26.
Yeah.
He's 4 years younger than when they gave Trey the contract. Like, you know, I mean, he's super young. Like, he is still entering the prime of his career.
Couple questions,
and he's also an all-time great.
He's a great player.
How real is it, Jimmy? Like this, it feels like a total pipe dream.
No, they're in it.
No, it's not a pipe dream.
They're in it. Do I think they'll sign one? Soto, no. Do I think that they will absolutely be involved and there's a chance they sign Juan Soto? Absolutely.
I agree with that. James, just put a number and forget the Ohtani $700 million was kind of phony baloney because it was all this deferred money and it's hard to know what that equates to in a normal term. Let's just say this was a 10-year deal. What would the, is it 10 years 500? What is
it? Yeah. I think it's like a $500-ish million contract, would be my guess.
That would be my guess, too.
Yeah.
So he gets like Shohei
contract.
Why
am I laughing? It used to bother me.
Can you imagine?
Now I'm laughing.
He gets paid like Shohei despite the fact he doesn't pitch.
Well, I mean, think about it this way. We said $500 million. That's still $200 million less than Shohei.
Well, it's really
it's deferred. I'm just saying if we're talking overall, not I mean, Shohei got $700 million.
I'm just annoyed as a baseball fan, John. We're never really going to quite know how to assess what the Ohtani numbers represent because it's so deferred. I don't know. I need an economic dude to call in and say what that means. And you can't even predict with certainty what the future economy will be.
I sure can.
All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. If you want to comment on, again, as I mentioned, 16-year anniversary of the Phils winning the title, Juan Soto and the possibility of him joining the Phils. And, of course, he's got one more or two or three or four more games with the Yanks. All that, plus the Eagles. Jalen Hurts, where you stand. Let's go to Jason right now. Jason, good morning.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Good morning. How we doing?
Doing well, Jason.
No, I just wanted to speak on Jalen. As far as Jalen, like, I just feel like it's the coordinators coming more as just really sat down and figured out a plan to not necessarily hide Jalen, but just hide it from the safety going about only 20,000 games.
All right, Jason, I'm putting you on hold. We got to get you in a better phone. Get in a better phone, and we'll get back to you. Tom right now. Tom, good morning.
Yo, Joe, good morning.
Good morning, Tom. Thank you for being clear. We can hear you crystal clear, as Jack Nicholson said with great indignation many years ago in A Few Good Men. Crystal clear. Hello.
Hey, you know, that was a Monday, the day of the game five, and it started raining. And I was here, and I said, but we're not going to have no celebration tonight. Then Tuesday, the next day at noon, Bud Selig announced they weren't going to play that night. I had planned on coming if they had won for Friday was going to be the parade. So I had just gotten a new job, just gotten remarried, and I told my wife and my boss, I said, listen, I got a split. I said after I heard that announcement, I put a bag together, and I hauled ass and got there 2 hours before game time Wednesday and watched the Phillies win the World
That's
Series.
Great, man. That's fantastic.
Thanks.
And then you got fired.
Are you still married to the newlywed from back then?
No.
Oh, Tom.
Unfortunately.
All right.
But you know, Bria pointed out about the offensive line, and Juergens deserves credit too because you know he's got a lot of pressure with him replacing a legend. And the defensive line, too, they didn't sack him that many times, but they pressured him. And, you know, it's all coming around with Hurts, you know. See, this is the thing that I want to try to explain to everybody. I like Hurts, but Hurts' worst enemy is himself, okay? I've never questioned his skill set. I've always given him extra credit for they've said his weak arm. I said he's got a strong arm. But see, the decision making, it's impossible for me to sit here and say, yeah, I'm all in because his decision making, you know, I don't know where it's going to be.
Well, that's my concern as well. That's right.
You know, but I mean, as far as he's, you know, I will never be deked ever again after Wentz got me. You know, I have to be cautious. You know what I mean?
Well, John, but you've had this theory. You think that's too much in people's minds, but I don't know how it can't be. It's I mean, we just saw
so
it.
So long ago, it's so different. Yeah, we didn't just see it.
Yeah, it's 4 years ago. It's
different.
Not that long ago.
This is a quarterback who is not, I do think he's a worker. I think part of the problem with Carson was he didn't want to hear what he was bad at, so it worked against him working or something. Like, didn't it feel like
stubbornness and
no accountability?
Kept telling us, I'm going to be the quarterback. I am. You know, I'm not going to change who I am. I'm going to go out there and do this. And in some ways, that's really good. It's really good to have that strong sense of self and be a leader and all that stuff. But you have to know when malleability is necessary, like when you need to have an open mind to change, and it didn't seem like he ever got there.
Yeah, no, I agree, but I'll tell you.
This quarterback,
yep,
we are told, over the bye, said, I'm going to go dig in and figure out all the things that I need to get better at, and I'm not going anywhere for this vacation. Like, some people are going to go, you know, spend time on an island. Some people are going to go spend time with family. Some people are going to go back to their hometown. I'm going to stay here at the NovaCare facility for the duration, and I'm going to watch all the tape of every play that I put out there in the first half, in the first five sure. games of the season,
yep.
and I'm going to get better. I'm going to stop turning the ball over. And he has. We've seen since the bye.
He's improved. Yes.
It is significantly different.
I agree.
And now it's not just better in terms of he's smarter with the ball and not, you know, making some of those like errors, but man, it's looking pretty dynamic. Like he's adding even more to it, his own twist where it's got flair. And I'm seeing some moves. I'm seeing him juking guys out of their jocks, making them miss and grasp
at
nothingness.
That was encouraging.
That, and while also dropping it in a bucket from 50 yards out, like some of that stuff is so exceedingly rare when you combine it all together yeah. that's what makes you say, okay, once again, we do have a young man who's 26 years old, and we did think he was up there with Mahomes, and that wasn't fake. That wasn't so, dreamland.
Yeah.
That was real. They were playing in the Super Bowl against one another because they were playing like the best two players in the world
they were,
at the time.
They were. I will tell
you. I think he can get back to that.
Well, I don't think he will. I think he could, but I don't expect that he will. And by the way, to your point about the deep ball, John, the other day to Devontae, I hope the people that say he's got a weak arm move off that. Like, you guys know, I'll keep it real. At least I think I keep it real. And one of the things, I'll be critical of him, but I will be critical of the people that say his arm's not good enough. Inaccurate.
His deep balls have been a problem. It was not throwing over the middle. That
totally.
Was driving
it's,
people
it's
crazy.
It's more about touch and timing. Yeah. But, I mean, look, does he have a rocket arm? No. Does he have a noodle? No. He's got an arm you can win with. I mean, you're not going to throw a 50-yard bomb to Devontae Smith like that and not have an arm you can win with. I mean, come on. Let's go to Jason right now. Jason, good morning. All right. Jason, I need you to get right to your Jalen Hurts point, please.
Jalen Hurts. As far as Jalen, I just feel like Kellen has found a plan where to hide his skill set, where that he's turning the ball over and just detrimental to the team. But like I said, he just has to just go through his progressions quickly, and Kellen Moore just has to stick with the run. When we play a good defense, he can't go pass happy because that's when Jalen gets in trouble when he has to overthink. Just keep the ball simple, play action.
I agree.
And hopefully, we stick to this plan once we go against a good defense and not revert back to the pass-happy offense that we...
Well, Jason, I agree with you so much, and it's a good call, my man. I want to play some audio here of Chris Long. I appreciate the call, Jason, because Chris Long talked on his podcast earlier this week about the Eagles' offense. Now, he's got a theory, although he kind of leans into the possibility that I think he's sort of inferring that Nick might be involved early going in games with play calling or play design more than he should. But I don't know that that's the theory to take from this. I think the theory to take from this is they're just running the ball too much early. Listen to Chris Long. I thought this was very interesting. I agree with him that they're running the ball too much early. And he ties it back in to earlier in Eagles history. Listen to Chris Long.
Did some crunching of the numbers. First drives. Eagles dead last in the league in efficiency on their first drives of the game. Not a surprise to anybody. On those drives, it's a 33-67 run-pass split. Okay? So they're not running the ball a lot on early drives. We've talked about that. They rank fifth in efficiency on all subsequent drives. And the split there is 48-52.
Now that's a tremendous difference. 48-52 to what he said earlier, 67-33. Tremendous difference. Now, circumstances can lead to that, such as the last two games they've had big leads in the fourth quarter. And obviously when you do, you're going to start salting the game away more with the running game. But I think we all know, generally speaking, when you watch an Eagles game, it's pretty obvious they passed the. Now, they changed this last week, and I think it's part of the reason they got a field goal in the first drive. They passed the ball a lot early, and they don't. And Jalen rarely runs the ball early, but he did by design this week, which I appreciate it with the design call. I think that gets the defense on the heels. So right out of the gate, you get Chris Long laying that out. He then continues more from his perspective as he drills down.
I am not saying I know that Nick Sirianni is calling plays early in the game. I am not saying he writes the script. But he has in the past said, I do weigh in at times. And I said, let's look back at first drives from, say, 2021, before Steichen took over play calling. Weeks 1 to 8, I swear it's not a typo. I almost do not believe.
Is it 33-67?
It is 33-67 run pass.
That's amazing.
Before Shane Steichen took over. And I'm not saying I know something. I don't text my boys and ask them what's going on. I don't abuse that at all. I don't do guesswork. But what I'm doing right now is a little bit of guesswork. 33-67 weeks 1 through 8 in 2021 before Shane took over. And then this year, 33-67 run pass as well on first drives. Okay? Steichen took over as 48-52.
No! The exact same 48-52? Holy
Now think about that, John. When Steichen took over, he's saying for the rest of that season, and we remember that they started running the ball a lot. We remember that.
We know that the first, we know about the collaboration that occurs in most cases. I know from my experience, my coaches collaborated on the first 15 every week. Okay. So what Chris is talking about is the openers, those first drives. Mm-hmm. Those are the first 15. We're talking about the same plays here. I'm positive that Nick has tons of say because they were, as an offense, all those coaches were sitting around a table all week long planning those openers.
You think he has less of a say as the game goes on?
Yes.
Do you think Chris Long's theory is on point?
I think it's very straightforward. I think it makes a ton of sense when they collaborate and put 15 together or whatever it is, 16, 20 together that they feel as though is going to, you know, take advantage of what that week's opponent shows defensively. Yeah, I think Nick is going to have a lot more input there. Once you get into the swing of a game, then it falls more to Kellen Moore.
Yeah, I mean, there's two different theories in there from Chris Long. One is that Nick Sirianni may have too big a say in the early drive of the Eagles based on game planning. The second theory is that they just run the ball too much in the first, they pass the ball too much in the first drive. I certainly buy theory two more than theory. I mean, theory two, there's empirical evidence of. And I got to tell you, I having seen this team now for seven games, I am so completely certain, so totally certain, that despite having two of the five best players on the team in A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, they are just a better football team when they run the ball more than when they run the ball less. I mean, you know, when you get toward balance of 50-50 or thereabout. I mean, I just think, and again, I put that back on Jalen. That's part of the reason I don't think Jalen's, you know, all that. But look, you can weigh in 215-592-9494. When you do today, you can also win a pair of tickets to see comedian Sarah Silverman at the Met Philadelphia. She's going to be in town next month, November 21st, to see Sarah Silverman. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. You can also win those tickets right here today on the 20th anniversary of the great movie Ray. What a fantastic movie it was. Obviously, one of those movies based on real life. So we ask you today, of all the movies based on a person or actual circumstances from real life, we ask you, what's the best scene ever from a movie based on real life circumstances? Now, I need a ruling here, Seltzer. I need a ruling. So Titanic is based on the, you know, Titanic. But no one person from the Titanic.
No, I think it has to be a real person.
That's what I'm asking. Yes. I just want to find out like where we're at.
No, I think it can be what actually happened doesn't have to be exact. Like we know, like there have been biopics we've talked about where it's like, oh, it's not exactly. That's fine. As long as the person was real, in my opinion.
I would tend, Ray, do you agree with that standard?
Yeah, 100%.
Because otherwise it opens up Pearl Harbor. It opens up a million movies that, okay, I'm with you on that. All right. So we ask you today, based on a real person's existence, a tremendous scene in a movie involving real circumstances, involving a real person, best answer whoever provides it's going to win the tickets for Sarah Silverman. John, I'm going first. I'm going Freddie Mercury in whatever that movie was.
That's funny. That was the one I was thinking of. I just didn't want to take it off the board.
the end scene from the Freddie Mercury movie, you know, focused on him at Live Aid in 1985.
It's a great scene.
It's an incredible scene. It's an incredible scene in a movie. All right, give us a great scene from a movie based on real circumstances involving a real person. John, what do you got?
This is a little more seasonal. Just first thing that came to mind for me. This was a huge part of my college experience. I think this was my freshman year or sophomore year. I was at the University of Michigan, and the Doors you know, was
out.
Sure. And Val Kilmer was Jim Morrison. The Thanksgiving scene, Thanksgiving at Jim Morrison's house where, you know, Meg Ryan, his girlfriend, mm-hmm. and Jim, they have ingested certain things they should not have.
Yep. Yep.
And it gets pretty crazy.
All right,
crazy look, Thanksgiving at Jim Morrison's house.
We're going to get great answers for scenes involving real people. James, what do you got?
I'll go with the best scene of the 2020s so far, the Trinity test. Oppenheimer.
Oh, wow. Holy mackerel. That, you're not kidding. Rhea, what do you got right there?
Houston, we have a problem.
Yeah,
that's a great one.
That's a big one, too. Boy, I don't know which I would vote for between Oppenheimer and Apollo 13. Those are both great answers. All right, so that's only two of the answers from Oppenheimer and Apollo 13. Other scenes from both of those movies still apply. 215-592-9494. Put the thinking caps on. Of all the movies based on real circumstances involving real people, what's the best scene ever?
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.